There were many, many African Americans in the early 1950s, late 1940s, who could have afforded to buy those homes, the single-family homes that the governments were creating in places like Westlake and San Lorenzo or others in this area and throughout the country. Levittown is probably the best example, east of New York City and well-known. Many African Americans could have afforded to buy those homes. They were very inexpensive. They were cost about $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 at the time. That's about $100,000 in today's money, about twice national median income. Working class families of either race could have afforded to buy those homes. African Americans were prohibited from doing so, required to continue living in urban areas, renting apartments either in the public housing or in private market. And the whites were subsidized. The subsidy to whites was so great that they could leave public housing, which, as I said, was not for poor people at the time. It was for working class families. They could leave public housing and move into single family homes in suburbs like Levittown or Westlake or San Lorenzo and pay less in their monthly VA and FHA mortgages and other housing costs, pay less for housing in these single-family homes than they were paying for rent in public housing.